I have a mental card file, figuratively, of what to do when you put up at a certain time. You know, if you put up on a Saturday afternoon second, you better do this. If you do, I don't have one for the middleman of an afternoon service. But I think it all boils down to, don't be too long, Brother Jimmy. So appreciated what has gone on before, what Brother Philip brought to our attention, and this morning, and already, it is so good to be here. This is, I tell you, it's, and I thank God and I give him the glory for it, but this is becoming a special place to come and worship. And I just love the timing of it. You know, we have the meetings in the spring and summer and some even in the fall, but this time of the year, I need to hear someone else preach. And I just hope the folks at Stratton don't feel the same way, but I'm glad we're here and so thankful for it. I've had just a phrase that's been on my mind this week, and it's been a few years, it comes and goes. I want to go to the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews and start in verse 7. He says, "Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." Above, when he said, "Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law." Then said he, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man," that's it right there. That's the phrase that has just been on my mind, "but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool." I tell you, we've heard this morning from the very get-go, what a start to the meeting. Amen. Of the conviction we feel for our sins. It reminded me in 2 Samuel chapter 12. Where after David had committed a grievous sin of adultery and conspiracy to commit murder, I tell you, he covered them all. All those 10 commandments, he just about got them all. He coveted another man's wife. He had her, and then he conspired to kill the husband. And he did everything he could to hide it. Oh, do we not do everything we can to hide our sins from our Lord? But I tell you, we can't. The Lord sent a prophet, Nathan, to David. And he said, "Oh, there was a traveler. There was a man. He had..." Let's go there. 2 Samuel 12. "There came a traveler," verse 4, "unto the rich man." Oh, here it is. The Lord, we'll start at the beginning. "And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him, and with his children it did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And then it says, verse 5, and David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. Have you ever been there? Have you ever said, that is wrong, that is a horrible sin? Oh, and I tell you, then a prophet comes, then a message comes, and here it is, he says, and Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel of Judah. Oh, and I'd like this one right here. He says, and if that had been too little, I would have moreover have given unto thee such and such things. I tell you, the Lord has provided for us, has he not? He's been good to us. Oh, and if it's even short, he'll give us more, he said. Oh, but he told him, thou art the man. I tell you, that's a conviction right there. Oh, as Brother Philip was talking about the Apostle Peter, and whenever he heard that cock crow, I just thought, I bet he had a thou art the man moment. Thou art the man, Peter, I told you this is coming. Oh, I tell you, do you have that in your life? Do you hate your sins? Do you feel yourself to be unworthy? Oh, I tell you, and that message rises up, thou art the man. But I tell you, may we always remember, but this man, I tell you, because he wiped out the sins of that man. Thou art the man. Oh, thanks be to God. To him be all the glory. Thanks God. Oh, he's so good to us. Thou art the man. Oh, but this man. But this man. What a message that is. I tell you, you can just, if we use props, you could make a little chalkboard here and put all your sins here. And in the middle, put, but this man.
Amen.
But this man. I got to get back to where I was. In Hebrews. Oh, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. I tell you, I remember. I've used this. I remember as a kid on the farm working with my granddad. And he's still with us, 99, and I could not work him until about, 10 years ago. He just worked circles around me. And just as a kid, he'd just go and go and go, and he had a water jug and take a little swig and go on. I thought I'd be just draining the thing. But finally, whenever at the end of the day, he'd finally sit down. And that's when I knew he was done. Finally, we're done. I tell you, the Lord sat down.
Amen.
Because the work that he came to do was finished.
Amen.
And we can rest in that. We can all rest. That the Lord sat down on the right hand of the throne of majesty and is ruling. Brother Danny, talking about that 7th chapter of Romans. Yeah, that's one of mine too, Brother Danny. You can't have it to yourself. But he continues on. And what Brother Danny quoted this, he said, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I was ready to use that yesterday if I got pulled over. I'm going to church. When I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
We do, don't we?
We love being at church, don't we? And maybe whenever we're at a meeting like this, we're going to leave this place and I'm going to be changed. I'm not going to do those stuff I did. I tell you, my mind right now is just so good, it's thinking good thoughts. I got it turned around. Finally! It's still with us. This flesh is still with us. But I tell you, it's good that we have these scriptures, and especially this chapter, that we can identify the enemy, know it's coming again. When it does, we still make the corrections every time. Don't ever give up.
Amen.
Try harder. I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Then he says, O wretched man. And I don't like, you know, I've heard preachers do this so much, and I was like, I'm not going to do that. But I got to, because it does illustrate the point. He didn't say, O wretched man that I was. He said, O wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. O wretched man that I am, but this man. I tell you, let us never, and it's hard. It is hard to balance the humanity of Christ and the deity of Christ. But it's not hard to balance it. It's hard to balance it in my understanding. He was all God. He was all man. But he was a man. 1 Timothy 3:16. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh.
Amen.
I can't understand it, but I believe it to be true, and I'm going to tell you about it. That's the life I have been given. I got to tell you about things I don't understand. But I tell you, I believe that Christ was God and Christ was man. Oh, I tell you, he felt every pain, everything on the cross. He felt it as a man. He felt the crown of thorns put onto his head. He felt the beard being plucked from his face because he was a man. There is one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. So he's a man. He was a man. But this man. Oh, we can just look at that contrast. I like in Hebrews 12 where it says, consider him that endured the contradiction of sinners against his. What a contradiction. He endured as the God of heaven. He who spoke the word into existence. The very word made flesh. And he had to, and he subjected himself to this world and to men. That's a contradiction. Oh, but I tell you, I'm thankful. I am thankful for the contradiction of thou art the man, Jeb. Oh, wretched man that I am. But this man, that is a blessed contradiction contrast. I tell you, it's the gospel story, if you will. That man is totally depraved in nature. You can read chapters like Romans 3. Not pleasant to consider that our throat is like an open sepulcher. We have the poison of asps on our lips. All these things it does to describe us. this. I tell the folks at Stratton, if I ever get to preaching total depravity and fall out, someone holler grace. Because I don't want to finish a sermon without and leaving you there. So, so one other place in Hebrews 7, we find that phrase. Oh, I want you to feel what I'm feeling about that phrase. This man. Hebrews 7. Oh, where'd I start? Talking about the priest. 22, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. I thought of that, brother Philip, whenever Peter, when they all saw that resurrection. And like you said, this is real. This is real.
Amen.
This God, he is God. And he is reigning forever. Because he continueth ever. Oh, I tell you, you can look back. You can look back and you can see. We hear different stories from preachers that have gone on. Oh, so-and-so, he preached this sermon. It was great. I tell you, the Lord came down. Heaven came down that day when he preached that sermon. Oh, but they go on. I've got memories of people dear to me that have preached, that were there, that preached the sermon when I first believed. They're not here anymore. There's those, and it's for everyone here. There's people that are in the past that have gone on to be with the Lord. But this man, he continueth ever.
Amen.
Hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. I'll be honest with you. I've gone back and forth on this verse. And I remember I used this verse a couple years ago at Bethel. And I said, I've gone back and forth to it, and I never did tell you where I was right now. And Brother Sonny says, you got to commit. Where are you? And I told him, and he said, that ain't right. But I'll tell you where I am now. I've said this is, he saved you to the uttermost eternity. Well, that's true. If that's where you are, that's fine. But I tell you, it says he ever liveth to make intercession. I tell you, our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, you know, that's what he did for us. That is enough. That's more than we deserve. And I've often said, you know, I like maybe sometimes I'll help my kids out, but I want them to suffer a little. But I tell you, the Lord tells us what he did for us here in this time. Does he not? And he is there seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us right now. Hebrews 4, the end of it. He says, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed under the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. I love that one too. Let us therefore come boldly. Why can we come boldly? Because we know who. By grace, we know who he is. And we know that we have access through him. And I tell you, we are to be meek and lowly in this life, but there is a sense where we can say, I have an audience with the Father. I can go. I can go to the Father. I can come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I tell you, we're wretched creatures, are we not? But this man. And from day to day, we are stuck in this world. And I try to maintain a positive attitude as much as I can. I tell you, there's just moments that sometimes it's just joy. And I tell you what New York ruled this week was a wake-up call to me. I remember I read that. I was with my mom. I said, that's not true. I mean, is this one of something made up? No, it's not. And that's just a wake-up call, like cold ice water in your face, that this world is wicked. Man is wicked in this world. And I tell you, if we're looking for men for help, we're not going to find it. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. I tell you, what he did for those in the Old Testament, it has not changed. He is there. He's there for us now. I believe he walked with some guys in a fiery furnace. He's unchangeable. He's unchangeable. He delivered them. Oh, King, we know. If it be so, our God is able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from thy hand, O King. The same God that delivered them reigns now. He's got an unchangeable priesthood. I tell you, when you're feeling low, when you're feeling unworthy, remember, but this man. Come ahead.